You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 40 to 43. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. This blind man cried to Jesus for mercy. And Jesus stopped and agreed to listen to him. Now, when they brought him to Jesus, you know, each time I look at this story, it's quite interesting. They brought a blind man was crying for mercy. And that blind man is right now before the Lord. And the Lord still asked the man, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" I thought the Lord should have known that this man wants his sight. This man wants his eyes. Moreover, is there any request in our heart that the Lord does not know? You see, brethren, God does not assume our request. Even though God knows everything in our heart, God wants us to express ourselves to him in the place of prayer. You remember he asked Solomon, "What do you want from me? What can I do for you?" And Solomon asked a right request. You see, if God had not asked Solomon, and God had just blessed Solomon and gave him wisdom and so on, we will all see God as being unjust. Because we won't know the reason why God blessed Solomon, at least physically, that much, and blessed him with wisdom. But the fact that he gave him opportunity to speak his heart out, we all can appreciate that Solomon was not after the things of this world, he was after the things of the kingdom. And because he sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God added every other thing to him. So God does not assume your request. Because this man may come to Jesus and ask for money. Though he's blind, his request may be for breakthrough. His request may be for financial breakthrough. He may not even know what to ask the Lord. So the Lord needed to ask him, "What do you want me to do for you? What exactly?" Be very specific. Be very definite. Sometimes our prayers are vague. You are just praying vague prayers because you are assuming that at least God knows it. Try as much as possible to be very definite, very specific when you are making requests to God. Be very definite. Because the Lord is not just going to assume your prayer request. So the scripture says that the man said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight." He didn't receive his sight until his request became specific, until he was sure of what he was asking. If you don't know what you are asking, how do you expect the person that will grant your request to know it? Yes, we know he's God. We know he knows all our heart. But just imagine you go to a human being and say, "Help me." You know, do you know that I've had a lot of people message me, and I receive this kind of message a lot. They'll just say, "Sir, please help me." Or, "Can you help me?" And then I'm waiting for what they want to ask for, but it never comes. I'm like, how can somebody say, "Help me," and then you can't follow it up with anything? And I'm wondering, I'm like, are they expecting me to say, "How may I help you?" If you are asking for help, you say, "Help me. This is my situation." No, they just say, "Help me." And then they are not expecting me to develop the conversation further. But I will be waiting. You know, some of them, I noticed that there are times when 2 days later, the person would message me again and say, sir, please help me. And then I will reply, I've looked at your message. There is no request here. How can I help you? So, brethren, when we pray, let our prayer be very specific. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.